Guys, and welcome back to another episode of Vino y la Verdad, hosted by the ladies of Wine and Wisdom 5. Ladies, it's 2024.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, guys. What's new for 2024? We're gonna do more in 2024.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh yeah, hell to the
What do you guys have on your bucket list for 2024?
I turned 50 this year.
You do.
Oh
That's
shit.
right. You do turn 50 this year.
I turned 50.
What are we
50,
doing?
50.
What are
I
you
forgot.
doing?
That's right.
I would like to bring in my 50th at Napa Valley, California, and surrounded by winery, and my
When?
beautiful friends. October, end of October. So
Let's do
put it in
it.
your calendar. I would love for everyone that I love to be there. Only for like a long weekend, nothing crazy.
Amazing.
The 20, I want to do like the 24th to like the 28th, like that. Just
Okay.
great, nothing crazy. Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. You know, this year my daughters graduate. I have a one graduating high school, the other one graduating college. So that's exciting for me because, yeah, it's a lot going on this year. So you know, I also want to become a life coach this year. So I am trying to earn that certificate. So there's lots going on.
Oh, that's so amazing. You would be so great with that. Like your advice, your zen. That's awesome. And also just like for girls. I feel like our girls, man. Like I'm going through it with my daughter right now, you know, in high school, first year of high school, she's a little lost. So I feel like they need that too, besides us adults, you
Absolutely.
know? So it's definitely that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to Peru. That said, I'm going to go to that's like a
Wow.
bucket list to go to see the Incas, so I'm excited.
Wow.
Not the Incas. What am I talking about? Machu Picchu.
Machu
I was
Picchu.
gonna go with it.
I wasn't gonna correct you.
I'm so sorry. I went there. I went to Mexico this summer, but yeah. So I'm gonna go. We're going to Machu Picchu with me and some of my coworkers. So that's exciting. That's in my travel
Wow.
plans. In
That's great.
terms of career, I am going to look for an AP position, assistant principal position. This
Yes.
school this 2023, and so I'm gonna look forward to that, finding something there, and just going back to my makeup and for Wet Brides, that's something I'm looking forward to and growing there. But that's it. I'm trying not to put too much on my plate. So those are the things that like I really want to focus on. And of course, you know, making sure I'm present here and giving my time here as much as I can. So
Absolutely,
yay.
yes.
That's a lot of milestones too. Cheers to you, Claudia.
Okay, you know.
Yes, Claudia.
Thank you.
Cheers to you. Cheers to you. As for me, well, I started my process for apartment hunting. So I want to purchase an apartment, more a condo than a co-op. So it's going to be a slow process because, you know, I like to do my homework and, you know, do all that. So I started my process for that. I'm going to go back to school because I want to get my master's in production.
Okay.
So
Wow.
yeah, so I want to get my master's in production. So I've been looking into the best schools to do that, because I'm more of an in-person student. I'm not a very successful online student. I need that interaction. I need that, you know, feel of the classroom setting. So hopefully I'm praying that I can start in the February classes that they have. So that's one of my goals to hopefully by the end of 2025, I'll have my master's in production. So yeah, I have my certification in in-studio TV. So now I want to do the production side of it. And, you know, hopefully I'll have my own apartment on my first property by then. You
Wow,
know?
that's awesome.
So
That's
those are
awesome.
my goals. And hopefully in 2025 we can travel to Italy for my 50th birthday.
That's
So
the
that's what I,
key.
those are my three bucket list things right now, you know, for
Awesome.
2024. And of course, like Claudia said, you know, try to push our podcast, you know, to help us reach our goals too through connections and networking, right? We meet different people and hopefully, you know, there's people that have reached their milestones that we can, you know, talk about or have on the show to help us reach ours. So I'm excited. We have a lot of new things for 2024, a lot of new collaborations. So I'm excited to see, you know, what's in the path for all of us. I think we all have goals and I pray that we all reach them. So cheers to us.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers to
Cheers.
us. So well, I wanted to do this episode of What's New in 2024 because so many things are changing and so many different things are launching. And one of the things that I saw that I was curious about is that now Starbucks is going to be one of the first, is going to be the only, I believe, right? Is going to be the first national coffee retailer to accept reusable cups through drive-through and mobile orders. So, to my understanding, previously, you can bring your own reusable cup as long as it was a Starbucks cup, right? But now they're accepting your
Right.
own personal cup, but not in store, afuera. You
Just
can't
a
go into the store
drive-through.
with it.
Oh,
Afuerita.
okay.
Okay, so wait, so drive-through and what
Okay.
other one?
Mobile orders. So if
But
I
you
order,
pick that up in the store, no?
right.
But if I order online, if I'm standing on the line, I can't use my cup. Does that make
But
sense?
how would the mobile order
Yeah.
be done?
Don't they
So
need the
you,
cup?
right, you place the mobile order and then when you get there, I guess they fill it. I don't know. I'm not a Starbucks fan like that, but
Wow, that's crazy. I would just
yeah.
maybe, you know what? In Starbucks, if there's a drive-through, you can pick up your mobile order through the drive-through.
Well, that's what it says. It says
Oh.
they're going to accept reusable cups for drive-through and mobile orders. So I guess it's mobile orders through drive-through plus the drive-through orders. So it's like, oh, I'm ordering a whatever, whatever, but I have my own cup and then I'll have a mobile cup, but you can't come inside with your reusable cup. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. It's just me.
Listen,
No,
that's
that's a
just their
little weird.
way
Because
of
then,
saving money to not buy the paper products. That's what it is.
But you place a mobile order to pick up quickly. So now
Right.
you still have to go
Exactly.
there, wait now, give them the cup and wait for them to place.
Get hold the end up.
So here's my question. Is it gonna be cheaper? Because and see my que esperar. I gotta bring my own fucking cup. I'm like, is it gonna be cheaper?
Listen, my time is very expensive, so I don't think so.
I know that's gonna be, I feel chaotic.
I
Oh
don't
yeah.
know. I don't see the, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a coffee drinker like that for people that
Oh
go on a
yeah.
regular, but I you go to Starbucks all the time, like
I do, pero I don't do, and let me tell you, I got Starbucks cups. Te lo puedo enseñar ahora, pero I never take my Starbucks cups anywhere. Like
it's
it's,
like
I'm
the
too
bags.
like, exactly. Let me just pay the damn 10 cents. Like it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I always forget my bag and I have a thing full of bags.
Yep.
Like a thing full of bags.
Yep.
I just bought a thing to put bags in my car and I go to the supermarket and I leave the bags in the car.
Yep, I do the same thing. I'm like,
I have to say, no, I'm good with the bags though. I even have a wine bag.
oh, bueno.
Yes, I do.
You have a
I'm gonna have,
system.
yeah, she has, I'm gonna have to start putting them in the front seat so I don't forget.
Yeah, I put them in my trunk and I just, when I get out, I pick them up, be job.
Right, but
Yeah.
the issue, I do the same thing. I keep them in my trunk. Then I use them and then they're in the house because I didn't put them back in the
Yep.
trunk.
Exactly.
So true.
And then you keep buying more.
And then I don't want to buy the paper bags because they rip. I want to buy the reusable bags because they're, and then I'm end up paying like 25 cents, an
Yep,
extra
yep, yep.
dollar for grocery bags.
Yep.
I don't know. This reusable stuff, I think it's getting out of hand, and it's just another way of like reducing their costs, but I think it's not making it easier for us. That's the way I see it,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So another,
Yeah.
talking about grocery shopping, another thing that's launching, which I'm on the fence about, Instacart is actually launching a pilot program to see how it works. They plan to deploy it by the end of 2024. I believe it's starting in San Francisco. And what they're going to do is they're going to have what they call Caper Carts. So they're smart shopping carts. They're AI shopping carts. So they're artificial intelligent shopping carts that when you pick up the product and you put it in the shopping cart automatically scans it, tallies it for you. When you're done with your groceries, you put in your card, it cashes you out, it prints out the receipt, and you're done. You don't have to go to a cash register.
I like that.
Wow, that's
So
serious.
I
But
like
you
that.
know,
I
jobs, like
like it, but oh,
the jobs.
yeah, yes. I was gonna say that because I'm gonna be honest. I am the one that self-checks out. You know, it's just so fast. So the thought of having a cart that is scanning your stuff and you just put your card right there. You don't have to have any interaction with people. That's crazy amazing. But I don't like that some people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Already, enough people have lost their jobs. The cashiers, already half of them have gone away because you have the self-checkouts. And then, you know, I don't like that. That's the only part I don't like.
No, I wonder how they would deal with theft, you know, because that will bring in a whole different, you know, a whole different way of stealing, you know. And then can you take the cart to your car? Like, oh, okay.
Oh, it may lock just like the Marshalls.
That's true.
I mean, there was a big run of thefts this past summer where people were just filling up their shopping carts and running out, you know.
Now I go to CVS and I can't buy freaking, I don't
Unlock.
know, Advil without unlocking the damn, waiting for someone to come.
You have to
It's
get it
so
unlocked.
annoying.
It's very
It
annoying.
is.
I mean, I'm on the fence about that. I see the convenience of it, but I also see the inconvenience of it, you know, like because now everything is in the cart and you can just walk out. Nothing is bagged, right? Because the cart has to read it. So now when you get to your cart, now you got to start bagging. What if you have kids? Like, I don't know, like maybe, I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. Like, and then, you know, also if you take things out, it deducts it. You know?
Yeah.
So like, what if that thing malfunctions? Now I gotta go throughout the supermarket trying to find somebody to fix it.
I know. No. I'll stay with my self-checkout until they iron out those damn kinks because
Thanks.
there's
Yeah.
always a kink for everything.
Right. What if my coupon doesn't go through? You know me and my coupons. Now I gotta go find somebody to get my $2 off. You know,
Oh my gosh.
so I don't know, 2024, you're coming out with some good things, but at the same time, it's like how much more lazier you want to make us, you know, or how much more self-sufficient you want to make us, because the, you know, you take away the train conductors, not the conductors, the train tellers, and we have to buy our own metro cards. Now there's no more whatchamacallit, like you said earlier, the easy pass.
The tolls,
There's
yeah,
no
you
more
got it. You're
tolls,
forced. You're
right? So
forced to
those
buy an
jobs are
easy
gone.
pass.
Right. So those jobs are gone. So now we have to buy an easy pass. Now we have to bring our own cups. We have to bring our own shopping bags. Now we
Yeah.
have to, you
Ta
know, scan our own
cabrón.
groceries.
Ta cabrón. Ta cabrón. What else do we
Yeah.
gotta bring for ourselves? We have to
Pay me,
buy
I'll make, next day we have to make our own coffee.
No, shit. Well, you're, the McDonald's, you
well,
gotta
that's
place
already
your own
happening.
order.
Yeah,
That's already
that's true.
happening.
Yeah, you gotta place your own
The
order
kiosk.
in McDonald's.
Yep.
I've
And you
seen that. I don't like it. I'm
no.
like, it's like this big
Yeah.
machine.
It is. And
It's
then you gotta stand there with a
overwhelming.
receipt waiting for,
Yep.
it's like I just feel like they're forcing us to rush.
I just feel like it's so impersonal. Like, you
Yeah,
want to say, like, morning, thank you. I don't know. It's just so
excuse me.
impersonal. Like, they're
I'm just
taking
gonna
away
get my
that
drink.
human connection.
Yeah. I
It
feel the same way.
is.
I feel the same way. But it's interesting. I mean, I'm intrigued to see what else that they're going to come up with, that we're gonna have to drive our own buses now and our own trains too.
That's like technology. I mean, hello. I won't doubt that we're gonna have to, be in a bus or a train that drives itself. Look, we already have the cars that do that.
It's true.
That's
It
true.
is true.
It's very true.
So, who knows?
We'll see, but we are gonna
Well, I mean, we do a lot of things ourselves. We pleasure ourselves. We shop for ourselves. We, like, hello. What else can we do?
I need someone to clean my house for myself.
Hello.
Myself, my house needs to clean itself.
Oh my
Cómprate
God.
una de esas máquinas that is in the freaking supermarket that they go around sweeping and mopping.
It's true.
iPods, those big tall iPods that go around talking to you in the supermarket. You turn around and they're like, why is this thing following me?
We're becoming the Jetsons
We are becoming
slowly.
the Jetsons.
Also, for real. Yeah. My daughter went for a college visit. I forget what college it was, but everything was brought out to them. Food, the by a robot. Like, there was no people. Like, it was just a tray of food that they ordered, or drinks or whatever.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's scary.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's now, Claudia. When your kids get ready to go to college, olvídate.
I
Yeah.
know.
We ain't gonna even have professors.
Won't even have books. They're going to be, everything
Already,
is digital.
books are already digital. Yes.
Everything. Mine were all digital now, with the
Yeah.
exception of
Same
like one
for
or two.
Alyssa.
Digital.
That's insane.
Yep.
I hate it. I was
It
like, oh.
is. I'm not successful like that. I need a book.
It was rough. I
Yeah.
mean, listen, I took it because those books were expensive, but so it was
Right.
less, but still, it's just like.
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't know, guys. But we're gonna continue with a little bit more of trivia with Claudia. She's gonna switch it up today a little bit in her segment, Belleza con Claudia. So we'll be right back with her segment, Belleza con Claudia. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. So welcome back to my segment, Belleza con Claudia, where today we're not really talking about belleza beauty on the outside. We're talking about belleza beauty on the inside. So I am a part of a book club for this month, and we are reading this book called Outlive: The Science and Art of Longevity by Peter Attia, MD. Sorry, I don't. It's not boring. It's actually so interesting. So this doctor is all about, now we're living longer, right? But we're living longer, but not with a good health span. We're not living to our full potential when we reach our older years. A lot of times people get sick and they spend 60s, 70s, 80s really just unhealthy. And modern medicine or medicine now just prolongs that, right? You're waiting and it kind of hides symptoms and just masks it, but you're still sick. So he is all about changing that from the inside, doing things for you to live longer, but in your most vibrant state or up to your most vibrant potential. But it starts like now, like we in our age now, we have to think about, okay, what do I want to do when I'm 60? What do I want to do when I'm 70? If you want a bike ride, if you want to be able to travel, then you need to do certain things now for to allow you to do that. So I am up to chapter four. I have to be up to chapter nine by the end of this weekend. But I'm gonna ask you some questions because just things that I'm learning and that I find interesting to see what you think or if you can figure out the answer. Are you guys up for it?
Can we Google
Oh,
you?
yes.
Okay, I only have four. Okay, so what age do you think the oldest living recorded person in the world lived up to? Yeah.
I think.
You're like,
Sorry.
no, I love it. I love it. I love it.
I want to say 115 years old.
Okay, good guess. What about you, friend? What do you think the
My
oldest?
memory serves me right. I think this person recently passed away, I want to say, and I think they were 125.
125. Okay, hold on. Why don't I have the answer? Hold on. I thought I highlighted it. Hold on. But it is in the 120s. This person, I
Okay.
want to say like 122, that this person lived
Wow.
up to. It was a woman.
It
It was a
was
woman. Was a
a
woman. And she was riding, she was still riding bike at 100. And
God
then,
bless. Wow.
eventually, you get a little sedentary, but she was still vibrant, she was still cognitive, and in this book they're talking about how is that possible. So they are like, you have to look at centenarians, which are people who live over 100 years old. Like, why? What do they do? What do they have? But he's like, he found like a lot of them like smoked, a lot of them drank. Like, there isn't like a common thread. Because they remember they lived in their 1920s and over there, what they drank, tobacco, so they can't say, oh my God, they were the healthiest, because it doesn't happen. They're like, no, sometimes a lot of them were active, continued to stay active. They did find a difference between men and women, where of course women outlive men. But the men that were up there were a little bit better in their health span and their vitality because they have more muscle mass. And muscle mass is a part of that longevity, which is very, very interesting. So, yes, I believe it's 122. When I find it, I don't know why I can't. Oh, here we go. Here we go. At 122, a lady by Jean Calment. She was a French lady. Jean Calment, 122, she died. So
Wow.
that's one.
Live that long?
I know.
I do. I do. I do. There's so much to life, man. There's so much to life.
To sit down and have a conversation with her would have been
Woof.
so like fulfilling because of everything she's seen and experienced and the changes and just life in
The
the world,
world. I would, if I am cognizant and I'm able to move and I'm mobile, not that I'm in a chair looking at the ceiling,
Of
in that,
course. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I agree.
So, okay. So when I keep learning, I will share another question. This author talks about the four horsemen diseases. So which one do you think is not one of them? So they're all there, but which one do you think is not one of the four horsemen? Cancer, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, or heart disease?
I
Which
know
one
this too.
do you think is not one of the horsemen?
Can you say them again?
Cancer, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases, diabetes, or heart disease? Four, three,
Diabetes.
two. Okay, one. Okay. So the one that is not is the autoimmune diseases.
Oh man, I should have said that.
All the other ones are the four horsemen, which he says is one of those diseases that we are most likely going to get. So cancer is one of them, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and heart disease are the four horsemen that can
Wow.
be reversed, can be fixed, because I can have something right now and not know it. Because it's what you do over time every day for a little bit that in the older age will come up, right? In whatever reason. So these are the things that we can still work towards correcting. You know, and it's scary to think about because now that I'm older, I think about these things because I have friends who have had cancer, who have died from cancer. My stepdad had he died from COVID, but they found he had something with his arteries that he didn't know. So like my grandmother has diabetes, you know, like so these things that are there, we don't think about, but they can come up in our future now. And none of us want that, right? Because you don't know what the outcome would be. Okay. So next question. Which activity do you think is the most important to do in order to begin living a longer and better life? Is it one, sleep? Two, exercise? Three, emotional health? Or nutrition? Which one is the most important to start doing?
I know sleep is very important.
Okay.
Sleep, well, they say that if you go to bed by 10, 10 should be the cutoff time when you go to sleep because your body heals itself, between 10 and the time that you wake up.
Okay, so you pick sleep. Anyone else?
I'm gonna say sleep.
Okay. Jessica?
I was between sleep and nutrition. Because what we put in our bodies has a lot to do with how we. I think I'm gonna go in nutrition.
Okay. So according to the book, the actual answer is exercise. Exercise. Exercise.
Wow. Okay.
Exercise is one of those things that if you do on a daily, it will add years to your life because exercise helps cognitively
Hey.
with oxygen and
Oh, yeah.
can you
That
change
made me
that though? You could
happy.
change that. You could change that.
Okay.
Exercise. Nutrition is second. Nutrition is
Okay.
second. Sleep is third. And emotional health.
I was there between sleep and emotional health because I know that emotions can take a really big toll on you and your body.
And stress.
And stress, and your mind starts thinking, then you don't get the proper sleep, and then you don't, it's like, it's a ripple effect. You
Yeah.
don't sleep
Yeah.
properly, and
In the end, they all intertwine,
right.
right? But like exercise is number one in terms to help
Wow.
you with your muscle strength, to help you just your heart, like all these things. You can eat, but you're exercising, you can burn it off and just exercise that heart muscle, things like that. So
Well,
that
that makes me feel happy.
was you got one, we got one there. Listen, I was a little hesitant when I was like, I'm thinking it's very sciencey because sciencey, it's a little, but no, it's actually really interesting. And last one, do you think that genes play a factor in how long you live? Your genes.
I do. I
Yes,
say think that. I
yes, it
say
does.
yes. Because my mother's father died at 110, and all of my mother's sisters have lived past 85. My aunt just passed away a couple of months ago at 98. My mom is 82, so I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, so yes, it does. And he recommends like getting your genes tested to see like or knowing your family history. I know my great 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 grandmother, like she was like 112 when she passed, you know. So I do have centennials in my family, and Rodney's grandmother is 102. So he also
Wow.
has that. And she was good until like now she can't really see, and now you could see the deterioration, but she's like healthy. It's not like she has any ailments. You know, she did have diabetes, but they changed her diet and she's better. She doesn't have it. She doesn't take medicine anymore.
You see, that's why I said nutrition.
But yeah, they said that if you have like someone in your family, like a brother or sister who lived longer, you are like 13 times more likely to live long.
Wow.
So very interesting. I am in the book club with my Florida bestie, Janisha. She's the one that runs it. So she'll have a question, she'll pose a question. But it's really, and her goal is to really just educate people on living better, healthier lives. So she's doing that, and I took part of it, and I'm enjoying it. I am exercising more consistently since 2024 started, you know, because I was, and then you fall out. I was in school, it was just too much. But that took a toll on me. You feel the difference. I was waking up achier, you know, and just it's different. So now I'm trying to be more consistent that I have one thing off my plate. But that was my segment. I hope
I
if
loved
you
it.
pick up the book, it's very informative, you know, and you can do it on Amazon next day.
I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you.
That was
Yeah.
really good. It was good trivia. It puts your, you know, those certain things to perspective. It's not something that we think about every day, but you
Yeah.
know, so
Yeah.
it's interesting. Thank you for that.
You're right. Yeah.
But we'll, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a friend. We'll be right back.
Hey y'all. Oh my gosh. How did you love Claudia's segment? That was really like, kind of thing, right? Like,
I
oh
felt like a
shit.
teacher. I felt like a teacher.
No, I thought it was
Okay.
really cool.
Yes.
I thought it
Like,
was really cool.
yeah, like
Thank
I
you.
want to get the book because I want to live long. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And to your full potential, like to your like just good, healthy, vibrant life,
Yes. Yes.
you know, where you're not depending on someone, you're not sick. Like that, it
Right.
scares me now. I think I'm at this age where I'm thinking more about it.
Yeah.
Like, what if it's in my control, if it's something I can control or try, and it's not really costing me anything, it's really just a change in my habits or
Yeah.
the things I do, you know, because I still have to buy groceries, I still have to cook, I still have to do all these things.
Yeah.
But like, just knowing I can prevent something, you know, a disease like one of the four horsemen from me getting it, I'll do it, you know, because our health
Yeah.
is wealth,
Yeah.
you know, and
Absolutely.
yeah, I thought it
Absolutely.
was very informative and educational and eye-opening.
It is. It
You
is.
know, just
And I
putting a
can't wait
lot
to
of things into
share it. Like
perspective.
I already feel like I have to share this book with the
Yeah.
others. Like,
Yeah.
you
I think
know.
it's just it's our, it, we have to like
Yeah.
I can't keep it to myself. Like I think we all need to know.
So I agree with you, Jessica. I think it was educational, informative, and very eye-opening. I thought that was great, Claudia. You need to do more segments like that.
Okay, as I
Yeah.
learn, I will
Yeah.
share. I promise.
Yeah.
And there are certain things
Yeah.
that I'm learning. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Definitely, I will share my knowledge
Does
with
it
you.
say that if when you're 100, you know, you still get like the tickle for the pickle?
It doesn't, but I would like to know
It?
that
I want to know, like, if you know, when you're 100, you're like, you know, you still
well, you
get a
gotta find
pickle.
someone to that gets it up that age.
I don't know. I'm
It,
curious. I'm going to Google that now. I'm going
I
to buy
mean,
the
I think
book
it's
just for that.
possible. I think it's possible.
I think
Yeah,
so too.
I
I
like, you
think
know,
so too.
a short session.
Ay, bendito. Oh my gosh. Does that really go away after a
Instead of
while?
15 minutes, it'll be 15 seconds.
Yo
Ay,
ahora entiendo.
bendito. Bueno, algo es algo. I I love it. I think it was great. But guys, thank you so much for watching our show. Tune in next week where we have a super cool guest, producer, music journalist, and craft beer enthusiast, Craig Thorne.
Wow, get ready for some fun, y'all. Craig is a social media and digital marketer, podcaster, entrepreneur, and content creator. His podcast, fueled by his passion for craft beer, ooh, I'm interested, and music, has led him to travel across North America and Australia, interviewing some of the world's top brewers. Join us for a blend of music and ale.
Wow, my sister would love him. She collects beer. I'm not even her and her husband collect beer in Florida, and they sell it for like super expensive, like really unique beer. It's really, I didn't know this existed, and it does. The cans are all weird and like the art on the can, and they sell it. They sell
it. Oh, wow. That sounds interesting too.
That's so awesome.
I'm excited. Yeah. Anyway, so tune in and listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Wine and Wisdom 5. Hey, y oye, as always, don't forget to take a minute and sip some wine and share a little wisdom. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.